You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with the local newscast. The Jackson Town Council is hosting a forum tonight, October 24th, to discuss the Special Purpose Excise Tax, or SPET. They'll talk about the many housing initiatives on the ballot this November. That includes workforce housing for the hospital, schools, town, county, and broader community. The forum will happen at 7 p.m. at Pinky G's Pizzeria. Also, the Jackson Hole Conservation Alliance and Protect Our Water Jackson Hole are presenting a candidate forum on Tuesday, October 25th, with a focus on conservation. Candidates for the Jackson Town Council and the Teton County Board of Commissioners will discuss issues related to wildlife, water, development, transportation, and sustainability. The forum starts at 6 p.m. at the Center for the Arts. Spanish translation will be available in person. And an update from the Colorado River Basin. Droughts in the United States are developing more quickly than they used to be. Alex Hager from KUNC in Greeley, Colorado, reports on recent findings from environmental scientists at CU Boulder.
In the past, researchers thought drought took multiple seasons or even years to fully develop, but a recent study from the Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences shows they're getting more intense more quickly. Researchers say changes in temperature and precipitation were already drying out soil, but when ocean patterns like El Niño lead to weather changes, those droughts get drier faster. The study also says warm droughts are likely to get intense in a hurry, and climate change means we're likely to see more of those quick-onset droughts, the kind that can catch farmers and water managers off guard. I'm Alex Hager.
That story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River, produced by KUNC and supported by the Walton Family Foundation. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.